Hello, I'm Guillermina Gonzalez, Executive Director of the Delaware Arts Alliance, your host for today. And with me, I'm going to have two excellent arts advocates and individuals with the arts talking about an at-risk youth program related to the arts. First, we're going to have Sheila Bravo, Executive Director of the Rehoboth Art League. And in the second portion of the program, we're going to have Bernice Edwards, Executive Director of the First State Community Action Agency. Both organizations have this unique at-risk youth arts program. So, Sheila, welcome to the program. Thanks for having the time.
It's great to be here. Thanks, Guillermina.
So, fantastic program. It has got our attention. So you probably want to speak about the overall aspects so I can go into details perhaps later on with Bernice. Would you please be so kind to give us these overall aspects?
Sure. Well, as you know, the Rehoboth Art League is committed to arts education, to sponsoring artists and supporting them, and really to help promote the arts here in Southern Delaware. And one very important component of our program is reaching out to youth, particularly those who do not have the financial resources to attend our classes here on our campus. Mm-hmm. And so in the past, well, actually, since our beginning 75 years ago, the Rehoboth Art League has partnered with schools and health and human service agencies to reach those children. We started back in 1940 with the Children's Beach House and with Rehoboth Elementary, and today we're in over 10 different locations around Sussex County, and we partner with several different organizations to work with their children and provide them tuition-free art lessons, and in some cases weekly throughout the year.
Mm-hmm.
The program is, for me, something that I'm very passionate about because, as we know and as you know, that art has a tremendous impact with youth in both improving their self-esteem and also in expanding their overall knowledge of the world. And there are many studies that have indicated it actually also, particularly for youth who are in low socioeconomic communities, mm-hmm. it helps improve their academic performance.
Yes.
Our program currently, as we are partnering with the Laurel Library,
mm-hmm.
we are with the YMCA. We also partner with the First State Community Action Agency, which Bernice will be talking about more specifically.
Mm-hmm.
We do special projects such as with the Youth Action Council, which is foster children. We have worked with incarcerated youth. We have brought youth to our historic campus to work in our classrooms, and then we also send artists out into the different locations. In addition, we partner with Sussex Academy
mm-hmm.
in their new high school. We actually provide the ninth grade art instruction for that school, and we provide after-school art instruction with Seaford School District. Overall, in a course of a year, about 700 children in the summer through summer programs and with our after-school programs receive a form of art instruction with the Rehoboth Art League that's free of charge.
Mm-hmm.
And we're able to do this thanks to the support of the community. There are many people out there who are very passionate and committed, as you and I, about the arts, and so we're very grateful to be able to do that.
It is lovely to hear how many, the scope of your program as the Rehoboth Art League is goes beyond the First State Community Action Agency, which is lovely. It's involvement with the community. Now, when it comes particularly to the relationship with the First State Community Action Agency, how was the program conceived, Sheila?
Bernice actually will probably be able to even give you more details because she was instrumental in that. We've probably been partnering with them for over 10 years now,
mm-hmm.
and it started as a summer camp in the summer with a couple of locations. And the success of that program really garnered community support to provide funding to allow us to expand to typically about 7 or 8 locations in the summer. And then we moved from a summer-only arts program into after school
mm-hmm.
with First State. And again, that's also, depending on the year, could be 7 to 8 locations around Sussex County.
Mm-hmm. That is terrific. And now, explaining a little bit more about the scope of these kind of programs for the Rehoboth Art League, What do you see happening when Rehoboth Art League gets involved in these kind of programs?
Well, one of the things that we have been working on with the Delaware Division of the Arts and the schools is measuring outcomes. And Bernice, particularly our partnership with First State Community Action Agency, trying to track academic scores. What I would say that our instructors continue to see is the transformation of these children who often come from exceptionally troubling home situations,
mm-hmm.
who may be very closed, won't speak to people, won't look you in the eye. And after an hour of art instruction, are smiling, are sharing with people what their artwork is. And there are some really talented youth out there.
Mm-hmm.
And so for the Rehoboth Art League, we see it an important part of our mission as part of inspiring youth and educating them, mm-hmm. but also preserving the arts in Southern Delaware. There are some kids that we are starting to track to see if they have an interest in exploring art further. And it is our hope that as we grow our program, we can actually provide specific types of instruction for those youth who might want to have a career in art down the road.
That is fantastic. And that speaks about another thing that in occasions is not that clear for some not-for-profit organizations. And I love that approach, Sheila, which is the fact of tracking outcomes, making sure that these kind of programs have a concrete impact. Could you please speak to that in your relationship with the First State Community Action Agency?
Sure. And Bernice, again, may have some more specific numbers, but recently through their after-school program, they have been tracking report cards to look at where the average grades of these children are compared to the broader population. And
mm-hmm.
I was really impressed to see that grade averages were in the high 80s to 90s
mm-hmm.
for each
mm-hmm.
of the location. And again, for youth who come from very challenging home lives, that's a pretty stellar academic performance.
Mm-hmm.
In addition, one way that we do look at outcomes is the actual quality of the work that the students create. We have an exhibition each year that features nearly 300 students in from about 25 schools, as well as now our outreach locations, that kind of highlights the skill and talent. And so when a student, or in this case these youth in our outreach program, are able to bring their parents or their grandparents and their friends here to the Art League in a mm-hmm. professional gallery to see their work on display,
that is something.
It really is part of that performance
mm-hmm.
because you can tangibly see the outcomes of their work, and more importantly, the pride and the
mm-hmm.
sense of accomplishment that these students have.
That is beautiful. That is really the sense of belonging to something else.
Yes, very much so.
That in occasions you do not engage, or kids do not engage in anything else but through the arts.
That's right. And, the areas where these children live, there aren't other art program opportunities for them.
Mm-hmm.
So in some cases, other than what they may get in school, and as you know, schools have been really struggling in the last couple of years with budgets,
mm-hmm.
some of these kids may not be getting year-round art instruction in school. So we become that ongoing creative opportunity for them to learn about things like depth and color and
mm-hmm.
chemistry,
mm-hmm.
things that we don't think about the science of art,
but there's
definitely
mm-hmm.
a strong correlation. And as you know, we're big advocates of the STEAM initiative,
mm-hmm.
which includes arts with science, technology, engineering, and math.
Mm-hmm. So is there a story, Sheila, that has particularly gotten your attention? Somebody that really made an impression in you.
Wow. I visited a location that I'm drawing a blank as to actually which location it was because I was doing several visits that day.
Mm-hmm.
And the art instructor had about five or six children that he was working with, and there was this one girl who had her hands in her lap, had her head down,
mm-hmm.
and would not pick up the marker or the pencil, whatever the tool was. And so at one point, he had asked everybody to draw a circle, and she wasn't doing it. And so he gently just guided her hand
mm-hmm.
and kind of helped her with the motion, and eventually she started making the circle.
Mm-hmm.
And then he began to talk. He was talking about the style of art that they were doing and wasn't really focused on her. And I was watching her, mm-hmm. and she kept drawing. And then she added extra features to the circle. Mm-hmm. And then she colored it in. And all of a sudden, she interrupted him and held it up to everybody and said, "Look at what I drew. What do you think this is?" And it was so incredible to see that, what I said, that literal transformation, and to see that delight, and for her to move from a place of maybe she wasn't feeling well that day or mm-hmm. didn't feel like she belonged, to being engaged and part of the creative process.
There you go. That is beautiful, Sheila. And with that, probably we need to say goodbye to you to go to the second portion of the program. But for the time being, I really want to thank you for taking the time to get the phone call. And looking forward to continue this conversation somewhere else.
Me too. And thank you, Guillermina, for shedding a light on a very important program that does make a difference to a lot of people here in Sussex County.
Thanks for sharing, Sheila.
Have a good day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Well, we have now on the phone the executive director of the First State Community Action Agency, Bernice Edwards. We're continuing the conversation that we began with Sheila Bravo. We're talking about the at-risk youth art program both organizations are sharing. Let me remind the audience that you're listening to 1450 WILM, excuse me, and 1410 WDOV. This is the Delaware State of the Arts radio show. Bernice, welcome to the program.
Thank you. I'm so glad that you have asked me to come on.
Hey, this is a fantastic program. It has gotten our attention for such a long time, and I'm happy that at the end of the day, you both had some time today to share all these beautiful things that you guys are seeing over there.
Oh, thank you, and it has been a beautiful partnership with the Rehoboth Art League. And this program, the Art League and First State, it really has increased the skills of our students in our after-school programs,
mm-hmm.
where we work in eight after-school programs in unincorporated at-risk communities in Sussex County, and that's throughout the entire county.
And it's tell us a little bit of the details, Bernice. How was the program conceived?
The program was conceived about 10 to 12 years ago. It was some time ago.
Mm-hmm.
We had started to work with the Art League, and at that time, the Art League Board of Directors and I worked with at-risk communities. And what it did, it provided art education to these kids in these communities by bringing professional artists out into those at-risk communities, teaching them art education.
Mm-hmm.
And has been a very successful partnership that we have worked with the Rehoboth Art League.
And it's been, I remember having a conversation with you, Bernice, and how impactful, personally speaking, for each one of these individuals, this program has been. That is probably not only the results that you've gotten, but the lives that you have transformed.
It is. The art classes help students see the connection between what goes on in the classroom and the world outside.
Mm-hmm.
And it also they've given our students a chance to explore, take a look at what they are capable of doing, and having someone who can help instill that in the students to let them know that, you know what, I have some creative ideas in my head.
Mm-hmm.
And what has been allowed that they can put it into paint and art into fruition.
And especially because you're reaching out to communities, Bernice, as far as I understand, that otherwise might not have access to the arts.
Exactly. That probably would not have had this opportunity or had an opportunity to be with the arts and do so well. Yearly, we see such an improvement in the students. And we have kids who first was, some of the students were a little apprehensive,
mm-hmm.
and then once they get there, but it's that relationship, and it's also the community building, but it also gives them to help enhance their social skills. But those students that probably was kind of looking, as I said, a little apprehensive, They are now just full of the bursting, bubbling that they can come and see what they have been able to do in the classes that are offered to these students. And that goes without saying how well we really feel and with the Rehoboth Art League that have taken the opportunity to reach out to those communities that those young people probably would not have had an opportunity to experience otherwise.
And I remember also in that conversation, Bernice, you telling me transformations not only from the kids, but also from the instructors.
Oh, the instructors. It, you know what? It's a learning, an experience that the artist probably would not have seen or known as well as the student. I think, and what we've seen was the connection between that artist and those students, that artist coming out of their, I won't say comfort zone, but their familiar environment. And it has been really a learning experience, but it has been a very sobering experience within that artist, because they're now feeling, you know what, I'm really giving back.
That is well said. And I know that you are a social activist, Bernice, but a social activist with an arts heart.
Yes.
Does that describe you well?
You know, it does, because I always want to, to give back, but also bring the best out of the students and the communities that we serve. I think sometimes people have misconception of what people are capable of doing. But if you give those individuals an opportunity, we all will be, and it's not surprising, but it gives them those opportunities that they can flourish and do well.
This is important. Why don't you share succinctly what the mission of the First State Community Action Agency, and for people to understand and then make the connection with the art program?
Well, our mission is to work with the low-income individuals and communities to help them become self-sufficient. By doing that, it's often those individuals and communities opportunities to become self-sustaining. And by doing that, we look at programs and avenues that they can take to become more self-sufficient throughout not only the individuals, the community, but in their lives. And our goal really is to work with us, especially with our students, because youth is our next generation. So how well are we preparing them to move to the next level? We are hand up and not a hand out. We teach people, you know, as the old cliche, you teach people to fish.
Yes.
So if you teach them these skills, carry these skills throughout life.
There you go. One of the things that got my attention talking about the program you share with the Rehoboth Art League is that you are keeping track, meaning outcomes, of those individuals that have been related to the program. Can you speak to that?
Well, yes, with our outcomes, and I said to you, with we have the all of the sites that I have talked to you about. Just, you know, if you look at, in like Richard Allen, we have 35 youth. At La Casita, which is a Latino outreach program, we have 60 youth that participate. Pilot Branch, which is in the southern part of the county, we have 10 youth. Walker's Mills, which is on the western side of the county, we have 25. Coverdale Crossroads, we have 25. West Rehoboth, we have 25. Burton Village, we have 18. Pinetown, we have 15. Coos Springs, we have 15. And then we have our summer enrichment program, which is now we have 125 youth. That's how many kids we touch. And the beauty of this program, and what I really feel and I'm really excited about, this program originally started with our summer enrichment camp. Now we offer art education in each one of those after-school programs year-round. that's the difference.
Growing organically and beautifully, as far as I can see.
Yes, and when we started with the one time, and now we look at once a week now in each one of those sites that I just mentioned. But we also have seen an improvement in our kids' grades. We have seen as much as 1 to 2 letter grades improvement, and that's the outcomes that we have seen. Because with art education, kids are able to do better in school, and we see that, and that's how we really see the difference, and we have the data to prove that.
That's fantastic, because it's not, in occasions we face the criticism, if you will, that the arts do not have any kind of impact. And what I love about your program is the fact that you do have numbers to prove that the arts do have an impact.
Yeah, and not only that, our kids now can display their artwork when the youth displays at the Rehoboth Art League. Have our kids are able to display their art. We have in some of our sites the kids who have gone through that the program. Their artwork is displayed in their centers. So
it is fantastic. It is. We have to bring you back for more details, Bernice. But for the time being, you're not going to believe this. We ran out of time. We want to thank you. Thank you for your time today.
Thank you so much, because I just want to say in closing that this after the arts program builds self-esteem, focus, and cognitive thinking. It gives our kids that, and that's what we want to see. So thank you for having me.
Thank you.